You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast with me, Ewan Spence. This week, I discuss the range of Sony Ericsson Walkman music phones. So joining us now on the All About Symbian podcast from Sony Ericsson to talk about their music policy.
Hi, Victor Friedel here. I'm Content Acquisition Manager Music. It's a lengthy title, but basically I'm the music guy at Sony Ericsson right now.
So, I mean, Sony Ericsson in the last year with the Walkman range of phones have decided to bring the Walkman range into the UI, into the UIQ and Symbian range. Why make that decision?
Well, I guess the Walkman is a little bit all over. We have it in some of our entry phones coming out, and we have in the open platform. And then we already brought out the 950. That was the Walkman branded Symbian phone as well.
And do you plan to continue using those sort of base entry phones, things like the Walkman 900 and the 850? Are you going to move to making the UIQ the sole Walkman platform?
We'll continue to use the regular ones as well. I mean, you've probably seen some of the press releases with the phones like the W910, the thin slider coming out later this year in Q3, and so we're expanding the Walkman brand a little bit everywhere, but we just wanted to. It's not like we slap on the Walkman brand to any phone. It really needs to live up to the features and the expectations that we now have set for the Walkman brand.
So, I mean, when you have something as strong as UIQ and it has a lot of features, obviously readers of All About Symbian will be aware of that, but, you know, it's not regularly known to people who are just picking up a Walkman phone that also has a camera and has a bit of Wi-Fi as well. How do you balance off the fact that the Walkman is such a very narrow focus of what they want from the device and UIQ is such a broad range of functions that it provides?
Well, I mean, traditionally the UIQ phones has been sort of business skewed, and I'm a businessman and I like music, so why shouldn't I be able to have a little bit of both? And the W960 that are coming out, the Walkman W960 coming out later this year, have excellent email capabilities and active sync, and as you mentioned, all the other powers of the UIQ system.
So obviously you've probably done a lot of surveys on people who've used the 950 and rolled those improvements into the 960. Is there anything there that people maybe weren't expecting from the update? Things like camera were obvious, things like the Wi-Fi edition were obvious. Is there anything under the hood that's going to be surprising to users of the 950 in the 960?
The expanded memory, obviously, that's also a thing, but it's sort of a given. I think one of the things that I don't know if you had a chance to play around with the 960, and I actually have one here, but that won't do anything good over the phone. But it's actually a touchscreen that I think it's been improved. We sort of elevated the screen so that you don't really have the edges that you have on the previous model, so you'll be able to reach even with your thumb all around the screen, and that's something that I find really, really helpful. So you don't need to use the stylus all the time. I've been using it for quite some time. I have a quite early sample that I managed to pry off one of our product managers, but I really like it. I think it's a great phone, and it's not only the memory, but the screen quality is enhanced, at least to my. Obviously, it resembles the P1 and the user interface a little bit, but that's not released until a couple of weeks, so people won't know if they haven't had a chance to play around with an early sample. But it's a little bit more intuitive, I think. Track ID, all those features are in there. I mean, those things were also in the 950, but it feels great. It also has sort of like it's almost like a widget actually on the on the desktop where you always have the Walkman player lying there, and it's really easy to get it up and running. It's a lot nicer when it comes to the actual software. It has new Walkman interface, Walkman player that has a resemblance of the it's a universal or cross media bar like the some other Sony products.
Products such as the PSP and the PS3.
Yes.
Yeah. So trying to get that sort of universal interface over the Sony platform then, yeah?
Yeah. Or the Sony Ericsson.
So I've had this question from a couple of people who knew this interview is coming up, and that is, does it have a podcast client on it? Because that was one of the things that was noticeably missing from the 950.
It has RSS feeds. Good question. Let me look into that.
Is that the RSS feeds in the web browser that was? Because the RSS feeds didn't take attachments in the 950.
Exactly. Most RSS feeds don't. But let me look into that and get back to you. It's something I want to try.
So one of the other questions, of course, is it's great having a good music player, but it's getting the music onto it. Now, there's two options. One of them is to purchase and download over the air, and the other one is to sideload. Let's take those two in turn and start with the sort of sideloading, which is loading from your PC, Mac, or Linux PC. Which software are you using for that?
Well, I've tried a little bit various softwares. The easiest thing is to just get it as a... if you click on the file when you connect it, almost like the 950 quick transfer or something it's called, I think, or a quick file transfer, then it shows up like a single entity or on your PC, Mac, or whatever, like as a hard drive with 8 gigabytes, and then you can just drag and drop.
And I
used even iTunes and just drag from iTunes directly into it. Obviously not. Then that was ripped tracks and not purchased tracks.
So will it also allow? I mean, you said you can drag and drop from something like iTunes into another window. But will it interface for example with Winamp as a portable media device or Windows Media Player?
Windows Media Player, yes, it's the same thing there. It won't have the Windows Media DRM built in, so you can't do it with purchase tracks. But I haven't tried it with Winamp, to be frank. I don't use Winamp, so I can try it, or we can have you try one of our phones.
Okay, and the other question, of course, is the purchase tracks in the over-the-air. There's a huge number of issues, and it does seem to be that the carriers are hoping that music purchases are going to be the next big driver of traffic. Is that something that Sony Ericsson necessarily agrees with, or is it just a service? Is it a service you provide, or do you leave it up to the operators?
Within our phones, we have in the Walkman phones, we have our Play Now store. So that's quite a big traffic driver, and we have just recently expanded that into Play Now 4 or release 4.0, where we have a larger catalog. Present where you can buy music, but then we try to integrate as much as we can with operators, like with Hutch or with Hutchington 3. We integrated our Track ID service, so you actually, when you track track or you search for track, you get the answer back, and then you can go directly to their music store and purchase it. That's something that we think is a good driver for those kind of things, but like you were talking about earlier, we're trying to make it as easy as possible also to sideload, because we know that especially with a phone with 8 gigabytes, most of the tracks will probably most likely be sideloaded. So that's something that we need to make as intuitive as possible. So it will be shipped, obviously, with some software also to do it on your own if you don't have any other software in your PC. But I find it easiest. It's just a drag and drop in the Explorer.
it's quite a technical solution, though. I mean, do you find the regular users of this phone are happy, you know, going into that sort of level of drag and drop? Whereas, you know, with something like the iPhone, which we have to bring up at least once in the conversation, and your regular, you know, the MP3 players that integrate into software in the PC, they simply just highlight and press a button to transfer. It puts it all in the right places and sorts it out. Is relying on the USB drag and drop, you know, just maybe going to be a bit too technical for the people who are targeted with this phone?
I don't know. And as you said earlier, it's a quite an advanced phone. So I think a lot of the customers actually will, you know, try to get as much out of it as possible. Then again, looking at the digital audio players out there, a lot of people are actually using drag and drop functionalities, and they complain about players that come with software that just they don't want to use. So traditionally with the digital audio players, a lot of people have actually used the drag and drop interface, and I think it's quite intuitive. You know, it shows up, and people are used to dragging it to separate hard drive or to a flash memory or something, and sometimes the software can be a little bit confusing, but you know, it will be shipped with software that allows you to do easy file transfers and also file conversions, like you can code it to, if you have a regular MP3 track, you can code it to maybe, you know, enhanced AC Plus or something like that.
And I suppose the other question is, there's a lot of music technology in this phone, but is it going to get transferred throughout the rest of the UIQ3 range of phones from Sony Ericsson? I mean, is it a case of something like the P1 is going to have limited music functionality? Will it have exactly the same functions? Can I use all this the software that you're using there, or do they have a separate music player in the P1 that's just, you know, maybe not quite as good?
I have a P1 that I also use, and I think that the P1, it's more of a business phone. It won't have the Walkman player like the W960. It's still capable of playing music, and you know you can, but it's like a regular music player. It's nothing like the Walkman player. It doesn't have the same graphical interfaces where you can, you know, see the album art in a really nice way, and you know we have in 960. It's really a shame. It's easier to show than to talk about it, but it has a lot of really nice graphical things when you play the music, and I think that's something that a lot of people enjoy now. You can also set different kind of moods to music, so you can sort of browse your catalog in mood styles, and it's definitely not the same music experience on the P1 than on the W960.
You know, and speaking of music experiences, we're probably in the next week or so expecting the announcement of 1 million of Apple's iPhones being sold. How can the W960 compete against that sort of juggernaut of publicity?
Oh yeah, when it comes to talking about our Walkman proposition as a whole, I think that we're way over 30 million Walkman phones up to date from when we started. So I think that the Sony Ericsson Music story is quite strong when it comes to Walkman phones, and the W960 just joins the family. We don't single out, you know, certain phones per se. We talk about the Walkman proposition as a whole, and then people can pick whichever phone they like. And you know, we have had many Walkman phones selling more than a couple of million phones, so units. So I think that we're doing quite well on the Walkman side.
And you know, somebody coming to this Walkman phone from another phone, I mean, what's going to be the thing that you think is going to most astound them?
If they come into the Walkman 960, I would say, you know, that it's quite powerful. It is a powerful phone. You have all the kind of business applications already preloaded. You can obviously expand that with the applications of your choice. It has a nice touch screen. It has nice keys. If you want to use those, you have the stylus. You have the Wi-Fi. that a lot of people are not used to. So, and Bluetooth, all the kind of, so I think it's a quite full-fledged phone. You have the things you want to have, but it's definitely a Walkman phone for the more advanced user. I wouldn't say it's a sort of a someone new to the Walkman proposition would probably not opt for this one. They would probably go for something a little bit less advanced.
Well, Victor, thank you very much for your time. The 960 due out shortly in the shops from Sony Ericsson. As always, we'll have all the coverage back on All About Symbian. But for now, Victor, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2007.